The cleanup, I suppose, is currently underway in Hermanus. We reported that last week angry residents took to the streets demanding proper service delivery and housing, and 79 people have been arrested after being implicated in violent protests in Zwelihle, which is near Hermanus. You often hear her on this very radio station. Melanie Rice, who also does work for TRT World, went out to Hermanus, and it's often the days after all the media have left where the real stories come out. Hey, Melanie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Africa. Yeah, we were there yesterday, and I have to say I was shocked because the aftermath still looks like a war zone with giant boulders in the streets. There was an ATM that's literally been ripped apart. And then our focus was on Somali shop owners. And what we don't talk about as we move on to the next thing, and we've already started talking about politicians and pointing fingers and who's to blame and what's going to happen. And these people are basically putting their lives together. They lost everything. So we started at the Islamic Center where they were sheltering a lot of the families who had to flee, because what happened when they occupied the vacant land was it was an opportunity for criminals and a group, a breakaway group, to then go and on the rampage. And on the rampage they went. And we found one woman, Mariana, who she told her story to us about how she fled. She managed to get her kids out the house in a family member's car. And then she was in the house. She's lived in this community for 20 years. And she watched people she knew moving closer and closer. First, they started at her cousin's shop around the corner. And then they were about 5 meters away from her. And I've got a clip of what she told me and what her cousin, who also lost everything, had to say.
Of 100 people are going into one shop. Then I said, sure, maybe they're going to come also mine. I just locked everything quickly. Then I said, maybe I'll let me lock it. When I go out, before I don't pass the stop, they was come to my house. What about if I'm inside? They're going to kill me maybe. So I was just scared. No mattress, no bed, no the kitchen. They tell the work, this is the face wash, the hand wash is gone. The toilet, they break it, you can see.
Even when you are in the country and you are doing your business, they will grab everything. And they can kill you even when they are angry to themselves. So when they are doing killing and beating, they don't kill each other. They're just killing the foreigners who are inside.
So that's Mirena Noor and her cousin Deka Abdi. And we took her back there. She was seeing the devastation for the first time. Being ripped from the wall. There was absolutely nothing left. Her children, there was one tiny school shoe in the middle of the room. There was the only sign that a family had lived there was on the wall were times tables that had been written out for the children. And another child had written family and written the names of all the family members. But absolutely nothing. And we actually had to get out of the area because as we were walking around, we heard xenophobic slurs. We heard the mutters under the breath saying, be careful about talking nonsense. And it got scary fast. And then when we were in the car, she pointed out a neighbor who was carrying crates that could only have been from her or her cousin's shop. And she said to me, he's going to take them to the Coca-Cola factory and sell them for 10 rand each. And these are people that she's lived with for 20 years. Yeah. And I think that's the story that as journalists, you know, Max Dupree does that column about we give so much oxygen to the divisive rhetoric that's going on. But as journalists, we need to tell the stories of the communities that are being caught up in the violence.
Because what this leaves me with is a question around what is the point of this? Because if the protest was around land and around housing particularly, and obviously delivery of services by the Overstrand community, municipality rather, to the people of Hermanus and Zwelihle and all those areas, why then destroy somebody's living? Why destroy somebody's family and leave behind only a times table on a wall? What point are you trying to make? And obviously, given the recent history in South Africa, 2008, 2016, xenophobic violence, this is not the kind of undertone we want to have on something that is actually very important that we need to engage with seriously.
Well, if you'll indulge me, I've got one more quote from the imam, and he sums it up really well.
We don't want to find people losing their lives just because of land. At the end of the day, you might occupy a vast piece of land, but when you die, you just get a small portion. That is your grave. So why fight and kill one another over this thing that can be sorted out verbally?
One has to ask then, Melanie, Mariana, where is she now? And where is her cousin or her aunt?
They've been taken in by a family member. But what she said to me is, they fed me yesterday. They will feed me today. But what about tomorrow? And when we were filming on the Kopi, where they actually, you know, occupied the land, her son came up to me and he looked at me with tears in his eyes and he pointed to his clothes and he said, this is all I have.
My word.
And as I left there, I just thought, we as South Africans can do better. Let's reach out to each other and we have to stand up and do something. I felt so helpless as I left there.
And you can help by dropping off any kind of donation for them at the Ismail and Miriam Ibrahim Islamic Center. That's on 51 Main Road in Hermanus. That's Ismail and Miriam Ibrahim Islamic Center. It's on 51 Main Road in Hermanus. Many Capetonians are getting into their cars as we speak to travel outside of Cape Town. Some of them taking the N2. Please drop off something for this family, because they'll need clothes, they'll need food, they need books, they'll need heating. I mean, we're going
school
into
uniforms.
Winter now,
school uniforms
and all those kind of things. So whatever it is that you can take with you and you can drop off for this family, we please ask you to show your generosity and your kindness as you always do when we ask for this. Ismail and Miriam Ibrahim Islamic Center at 51 Main Road in Hermanus. And I imagine these are only 2-3 people who have been affected by this out of probably many.
There were dozens, Muslim and non-Muslim, that the Islamic Center took in. There were dozens and dozens of people who have been left with absolutely nothing. And they went through the xenophobic attacks in 2008. They'll have to rebuild, but it's going to be a long and very painful process for
indeed.
Them.
It is 2000. We will deliver. As in, people can come to, can bring it to our studios in Greenpoint?
Yeah, Stefan and I are actually going to Horsten next weekend, and I just realized Horsten is right next to Hermanus.
Thank you.
And if anybody needs to drop stuff off here at our studios in Greenpoint, then we will make sure that it gets to the mosque.
Fantastic. All right. We will notify our security, both on our level as well as the ground floor, and obviously we'll take delivery of those things and make sure that they are delivered next week. So we are on Highfield Road, which is diagonally across the road from the Greenpoint Traffic Department in Greenpoint. Thank you very much, and thank you, Melanie. This is a very, very important story.
Thank you so much.
Melanie Rice doing that story for ETRT World, but obviously you know her from the station as well.